This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a good day. What do you think the chances are Wolchuk heard what I said right there, Broadus?
He looked at you kind of like blankly. Yeah,
sure.
And then it was...
I know what it is. It's email a certain somebody something that you've recorded.
There you go.
I got it.
I can double.
I'm doing better when it comes to the multitasking. I used to be... Well, there are times where I'm still terrible at it. But I do think now having a child, it's made me just have to naturally get better at it. I'm having to do multiple things at once.
While probably fatigued.
Yeah, that's probably a little something there.
Yeah. I mean, you're really tapping into some superhuman strength over there, Wolchuk. That's dad strength for the first time in your life. Freaking flex on it.
Dude, you should have seen his T-level charge the other day.
God, I wish.
Oh, my gosh, through the roof.
Honestly, I probably should go get some shots.
Trying to figure out a way to get those T-levels down for the Woolly Bully.
Well, it's been an exciting passage of time since we last broadcasted with you. Let's talk about it. There's a Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive. You have Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup, over there, Master Control. Wolchuk and Shia followed. Here are your Nosebleed Brothers. And you got Carter Freeman, of course, coordinating your video at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And what a game last night for hockey fans there to get the win and to hang on like they did. Oh. I mean, an absolute nail-biter there in the end as you go down to four men. But felt like you were the better team once again. And I'm getting pretty close to having to eat crow on this one.
Man, you and me both.
Yeah.
I mean, the Stars certainly... I think three out of the four games of this series have been the better team. You could probably say for like three and a half of the four games have been the better team. The thing is, it's like you get into those final 2 minutes, and until Rupe gets the block and then gets an empty net goal, I'm still thinking to myself, holy crap, clinched moment here. Are they about to give up a goal and we're going to go to overtime? Because Vegas has still been so good at capitalizing on any type of small error. But the Stars got some puck luck go their way last night, finally. I mean, how many times are you going to see you shoot sideways, kind of parallel to the goal here, and we're going to find a way to get this doink off a face mask and in? So we'll take that, but that's the thing. Stars just need to be more aggressive and shoot more. I still think there's times where it's like you're holding, here's a pass, there's a pass. Just let it rip. You never know what kind of bounce, or how about the rebound opportunities? Vegas was able to cash in on a rebound opportunity. Otter makes a great save, then the puck spits out right in front of the crease. They bang it home. I think the Stars still need to get their shots up.
Absolutely, and that was a part of the approach last night. But I felt like it's been a commitment to the defensive end that's been getting the job done. You know, to win only giving up two. That's playoff hockey at its best, and that's what we felt like we were getting this time around compared to last year, was a better defense and an Ottinger who was more on fire than he was last year. But what Rupe did is just legendary. You know, I thought for a second maybe he'd like. Suffered a broken bone or something and still managed to pop up and fire that thing in. It was all toughness to get the job done. And when you can't celebrate a goal of that magnitude, you knew that thing had to hurt bad.
Yeah, dude, these guys are ridiculous. The physicality of this series just continues to just crank and crank and crank up in that third period. All those blocks that they had, no, we're not going to let you do this to us right now. And it was just cool to see that the way that they've responded in this series has just been ridiculous. us. And now, and my favorite, I think, I mean, for me, my favorite part of the game was in that first period when you get the redemption shot on McNabb immediately from Jamie Benn. But I mean, these have been bone crushing hits across the board. Yeah. And it has been, I mean, I guess this has been the best series in the first round. I mean, we're dealing with it on both sides right now with the Mavs and Clippers. And then this series, like, and these games, unlike the Mavs games, you've had a couple of blots or whatever, but like these are nail biter, grinded out to the end, high stress games, dude.
Well, and that's how it was in the postseason last year against this team. I mean, the margin for error is so, so small. But yeah, I mean, this is the only series that's 2-2. You could have three series end tonight in the first round with the games that are going to go on. And in the West, they could go 4-1. So you could be the only team playing in the Western Conference after tonight, depending on how these things go. But yeah, Jamie Benn's setting the tone. 30 seconds into that game, you get your line mate absolutely drilled in the corner. The captain comes in and says, not on my watch. And that goes ahead and quiets the crowd down, too.
I don't know what's going on here with the home and the road ice advantage here. It's crazy. It's starting to feel like Rangers Astros, Brian.
Yeah, it is. man, the fortress is a tough place to play, as they like to say. And so, you know, for the Stars to go in there with so much on the line, it just shows you how resilient that team really is. And I man, trust me, I'm wearing a Stars hat today. I didn't think that they were going to beat Vegas four times. I mean, it's still a series. It's 2-2 now, best of three, really. But, you know, they've shown up where, you know, there were some things that you didn't like on home ice, but they were able to take it on the road, make some adjustment. Pete DeBoer, he shuffled up the lineups a little bit, you know, and made a difference. And all of a sudden, you know, the Stars just kind of, you know, they played one of the best prevent defenses you could play last night. It was get the puck, you know, lob it out. Get the puck, lob it out, you know, and just try and hang on there. But, you know, great job by them to be able to do that. Great job to get the empty netter, too. And those last, you know, minute 20 seconds, it's just such chaos there.
Yeah.
And you hope that you catch a break where all of a sudden the puck ends up on your tape and then it's down at the other end in the goal. I didn't feel good about it until that puck crossed that line to make it 4-2.
No, I didn't either. You know, especially when it's 6-on-4, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, they're really being tested there, just trying to crowd the middle as much as possible and protect the goal.
Yeah.
And I didn't think they were going to be able to pull that off. But, you know, it's I think a testament to them, you know, what they did in the second period, being able to get that lead and being able to play that style in the third period and just, you know, commit to frustrating Las Vegas and making them earn every single chance they were going to get. And it paid off. You know, after the first game, I felt, you know, like, hey, Vegas has won now 8 of 10 against the Stars.
Yeah.
So I flip-flopped on you. And after game two, I was even more convinced that I was right. And a lot of people joined me actually in flip-flopping and saying, oh, man, it does look like the Knights are going to win this thing. But after these next two, you know, I don't know. The road team has looked more poised and comfortable. The home team has been rushed. They have been out of position and having to fight in what kind of looks like just trying to keep their head above water. So it's something weird that happens every now and then in playoffs.
You know, both teams have done a good job, for the most part, staying out of the penalty box. Yeah, so anytime you're just so nervous when you give up that, you know, you give up the extra attacker, you're like, oh, geez, this is about to be 2 minutes, especially with Jack Eichel and the way that they kind of move the puck around, and you're going to feel
that
like...
That dude's unreal.
Yeah, he is. He is special the way he plays. You know, and then their special teams did a good job against Dallas's group as well. But, you know, they played 5-on-5 hockey. It's been like, I think both squads, and I'm not saying there's, you know, we haven't seen a lot of goals, I don't think, but the ones that we've seen, it appears to be it's been goalie mistakes, you know. And I think these teams have kind of figured out where to shoot on these guys. You know, there's blind spots for these goalies, and the fact that I'm 60 years old, I've seen a lot of hockey games. I've never seen two goals scored from the back line.
No.
I've never seen that. And the fact that you could just now take a puck and shoot it and bounce it off the goalie's mask and it goes in, or bounce it off one of your teammates like that. I mean, that just shows you. Pucks on net, get in front of net. Pucks hit skates. Pucks hit defenders. Pucks bounce off the goalie and end up on your tape, you know, and you got to put it away. So, I just think that, you know, both teams are kind of figured that out, that both goalies kind of have some blind spots, and when they get the opportunity to take advantage of it, they're able to make it work.
I think one thing for the Stars that's certainly starting to benefit as this series goes deeper, though, is their depth. I mean, you lose Marchment and Fox, and you've got Craig Smith. You got Dodonov, who was hurt the majority of the season. He comes up with a big goal. Sam Steele as well. You've got a lot of guys
Sam
now.
Sam Steele will shoot the puck.
No doubt. And then and then switching Pavelski down to the third line last night. Like, Pete DeBoer's got a lot of flexibility with what he wants to do with that. And Wyatt Johnston has been the best player in the series.
Yes. Well said, gentlemen. An exciting time indeed for hockey fans. Okay. What else do we have going on here? Of course, Mavs and Clippers still between games, and the news was that they'll broadcast on TXA 21 tomorrow night. I'm not sure how to feel about this series, gentlemen. You know, I'm, of course, excited it's going to be on TXA 21 to make sure as many people as possible get to see that. I don't know if you're going to be watching a Mavs victory or defeat. Does anybody have a good feeling on what's going to transpire here over the final three games?
Dude, I don't know how anybody can feel good about this one way or another. These games, this series has been such a roller coaster. And it's just, will the Clippers be hitting the threes at a ridiculous rate? Because when they beat you, they hit almost 20 threes collectively as a team. And the two games they've lost, they've combined for 18 total threes. So that is really the biggest factor in my mind. Obviously, what version of Luka are you getting? What type of paint presence do you have if you're the Mavericks? Because we know how much of an advantage they have when they're clicking with their big men, and now all of a sudden they get the rim protection and they get those easy opportunities at the rim. They're a much better basketball team. So that's the big thing right there. But I think the number one priority is just, and you can, there's only so much you can do to stop it. Like, if the Clippers are going to make these threes that are ridiculous, I mean, some of these times it's just hand in the face. The Paul George one is the one that really comes to mind. But these dudes are hitting extremely tough shots, step back threes. And there's only so much you can do. You just got to pray that they're going to be off two more times.
Yeah, PJ Washington was talking today and said that that's the main adjustment for game five, not letting the Clippers shoot as many threes. But it's like, I think that's easier said than done. I don't know how they're either burying these with a hand like what you had with Derrick Jones Jr., or they won't make them. To me, I just think law of averages, they're not going to be as hot from behind the arc. And I do just still think the Mavericks are better. I feel much better about the Mavs still than I do about the Stars. I think you're in for a three-game war with the Stars. I am still very confident the Mavs are pulling this thing off.
The thing about going into this series, we talked about pace, and with Leonard on the floor, as injured as he was, they played even slower. So now with him out of the lineup, you know, they can play a little bit quicker pace, but they still don't want to do that. They hit a lot of threes, and they hit a lot of twos. You know, that's something that's been consistent throughout for them this year. They make shots.
They're very good shooters.
They're very good shooters. Yeah. And so that's, you know, how do you defend really good shooters? You know, yeah, you can close out. You know, I mean, I was talking to some folks over there about it. Like, how do you close out? And, you know, and they're like, yeah, we got to figure that out. You know,
close out, you need rim protectors.
But then
you got to take Kleba out of the game.
Exactly.
So it is a very difficult choice that Jason Kidd has to make here. Do you bet that they're going to make threes at this level just because they're one of the best shooting teams in the league?
I would bet on that. That's the, you know, they made the determination that they were going to try and defend the step back threes as opposed to the floaters.
Yeah,
they're like, we can live with the floaters.
Yeah,
but,
so what happens?
You died with the floaters the other night.
What happens in the first quarter if they float you to death? They're just constantly eight to ten feet.
Well, there's a fine line. Like JJ Redick's telling us yesterday, you can't just open up and let these dudes go. Like it's not like just choose one. Yeah. You can only stop the three, or you can only stop them getting into the paint. There has to be some level of being able to, okay, you've closed out now. This dude's going to start dribble penetrating on you, and you got to be able to put a body in front of him. You're an NBA player, dude. You got to play some level of defense here. You can't just, I mean, how many blow-bys? Like, you can't overcommit to that extent, but there's no question the three ball, when you got Norman Powell shooting 60% from the three-point line in this series, James Harden 50%, Terrence Mann 50%, and Paul George 42.5%.
Right.
It's not just one guy, if he gets hot, okay.
You're right.
You got four guys that can hit you from a ridiculous clip.
Yeah, you're right. That's the problem that they're going to have to deal with, though. But to me,
I don't think that's going to sustain.
I'll say this, though. You know, you're down 30 points, and the amount of energy that they had to use the other night in that game to get back in it. Stay connected if you can, because they used everything. When you saw timeouts in the fourth just me watching the floor, there were dudes dragging. I mean, they were dragging off that, you know, towards the bench.
Specific to the Mavs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They had to – so stay connected in the game, you know, and because they had to use so much energy to come back in that thing. I don't think they actually had anything left in the fourth.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, like Luka generally is a guy who starts games so fast. Mm-hmm. And in the first quarter, you've seen him, here's 12 points, here's 15 points, you know. And that has kind of been, that's been the way they go about things. And now if you don't have Luka at that same extent, like Kyrie's usually able to sort of work himself into these games, and then you'll see him explode maybe in the second half or like in the fourth quarter. And it's like, okay, you've done your damage, Luka. Yeah. Now it's my turn to kind of take over here a little bit. But I mean, I think this is going to be one of those deals, and maybe the 2 days off helps Luka get back to feeling more like himself and he can get going. But I'm looking at Kyrie to start this game. Like, dude, you're going to have to come out much more aggressive here. You can't put up a bagel in quarter number one because then we're all going to be in trouble.
Well, 100%.
That's the thing about it is, though, the way the Mavs play to me is that Luka carries you for three quarters, and then all of a sudden it's like Kyrie's the guy now in the fourth.
He's been the best fourth quarter player in the NBA for the last handful of years.
That's been their formula.
But Luka getting off to a really good start. You know, that's the thing. You get Luka off to a good start, and then if he plays well for three quarters, and then you get it to the fourth, you know that Kyrie Irving is going to play well in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know that. So if Luka can hang in there for three quarters, you know, I think you're good to go there.
We're going to be good to go with Kirby Yates, then the G-Bag of the Day when we get back right here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 9 minutes. It's time now for the Rangers Player Show. It's brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? Joining us now, one of the best relief pitchers in all of baseball. He's given up a big zero so far. It's Kirby Yates here of your Texas Rangers on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing awesome, and congrats to you on this great start. How's everything going from your perspective?
It's going good. You know, I think the tough part is look, we got, you know, five more months of this, so you got to keep it up and do it for a 6 month span and hopefully through 7 months, really. So still a long ways to go.
Kirby, I really want to know the genesis and the keys to throwing the split finger for you.
Well, I think first and foremost, I think it's, you know, my mechanics have to be really sound. I have to be in my legs and generating arm speed with my hips. And the second thing to go along with that is making sure my hand's in the right spot. You know, usually when both of those things synced up is when the really good ones have the bite and the teeth on it, and they, you know, they're late, and that's what kind of generates the swing and misses.
As soon as it comes out of your hand, do you know if it is going to snap like that?
Yeah, usually. It just has like a real crisp feel. You know, usually I feel it more dominant off my pointer finger. Okay. Usually the ones that it feels like the last thing that touched the ball is my pointer finger are usually the ones that are really good. So trying to do that as frequently as often as I can.
Kirby, is Spam the most versatile breakfast meat?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. If you grew up in Hawaii and you go to your friend's house, it's Spam and eggs for dinner or for breakfast, usually all the time.
Is it something that you have a recipe yourself? I mean, is this something you like to kind of carry with you? And you know?
No, I mean, I don't have it in my house. No.
Okay.
I'm not, you know, my kids would probably love it.
Sure.
I don't think my wife would probably allow it, but when we go back home, And I take the kids back home and we're cruising around. We're always getting Spam wasabis and you know, they love that. So
what was it like growing up in Hawaii? I've never actually gotten to go yet. I'd love to visit one day, but are you born with like a surfboard in your hands or how's that all work?
I mean, pretty much. My dad was a surfer. My mom loved, you know, my mom tried to surf too growing when we were there all the time. So, I mean, I was, you know, my dad and they tell me I was 5 days old. They're taking me in the water already. And that's just kind of how me and my brothers, we all grew up. That's, you know, we lived at the beach for all summers. And, you know, once you're able to drive yourself, it's kind of, that's the ticket because you can go down there whenever you want. And that's the cool thing about growing up there.
I would say you're dad of the year every year taking your kids out to experience all that.
Well, if I didn't, I think my parents would get a little, you know, upset with me. So we got to try and go. You know, my whole family's there. I got nieces and nephews there. So, you know, the kids got to go play with their cousins and see the grandparents, see the uncles, and you know, have the whole family time.
Okay, I'm fascinated with the whole roasted pig situation. Is that something that the Yates family knows a thing or two about?
Yeah, I think we know how to eat it. You know, we're fortunate enough that we have a lot of friends, so we don't have to do it ourselves. But, you know, we got people that, you know, have the underground emus. We know people that have the pig farm, and, you know, they're always offering, hey, you guys want a pig? Let us know. And, you know, so we, you know, we've been fortunate enough to have, my dad's been there long enough. We have a lot of built-in relationships with people over there that, you know, we'll probably be friends for life. So it's pretty cool.
It's Kirby Yates here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Quite a journey to the big leagues and to this point now of such great success. I mean, the community college and the Tommy John and undrafted. At what point were you like, holy cow, I'm going to be an amazing big league reliever? What age did that come into focus?
Honestly, it probably took a little while. You know, my first 3 years in the big leagues weren't good. I think I had a glimpse of success with the Yankees in 16 early in the season when things started to kind of click. I started, you know, I always knew if I had a breaking ball that my fastball would play in the big leagues. It just didn't seem like guys could square it up. So I needed something to kind of get them off the heater. And, you know, early in 2016, I had a really good slider and I was kind of seeing results with that. And, you know, I don't know what happened, but my slider, you know, start sucking. I kind of lost the feel for it. And, you know, after that season, I didn't finish that season great. And so going into that off season is kind of where I started thinking about the split and started practicing it. And, you know, I think kind of probably midway through that 2017 towards the ending when I started getting comfortable with the split and, you know, I really started to miss bats frequently is when I kind of said, okay, like, you know, I think I could probably start doing this at a little bit better. And, you know, I kind of made some goals for myself going into 2018 where, you know, you stop admiring the guys on the other side that are really good and kind of push yourself to become one of those guys. And, you know, I had a really good 18 and it kind of just, you know, had that momentum going into 19 and, you know, 19 was, everybody talks about 19 being my best year, but, you know, 2018 is where I really felt like I was there and I was starting to tap into some things that, you know, I could sustain for a long period of time.
And how close to that version of yourself, Kirby, do you feel like you are now?
I mean, it's hard to tell, right? Because I was younger, you know, my body's in a little different place right now. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, I feel just as strong. And I'm still think I'm working through things. You know, the one thing that I was so dialed in 18 and 19 mechanically, and I'm starting to get back to that point now where I'm starting to have those feels that where, you know, I feel, you know, strong on my back leg. I feel like I'm not hunched over. I feel like my posture is good. I feel like I can control all that. But, you know, I've gotten in some bad habits here coming out of surgery, and, you know, there are things that I have to break, and we're still in the process of doing that. But, you know, this is as close as I've been to those feelings since surgery. I'll say that.
Last one for you, Kirby, because I know you got to get out of here, but I was curious your thoughts on Cole Wynn and maybe how you've helped him in what has really been an excellent level of play he's been producing right now.
Yeah, he's been impressive, man. You know, I think bullpen as a whole, I know I'm getting a lot of attention, but, you know, the guys in front of me are doing a tremendous job. You know, D-Rob, Latsy, and Cole coming up, you know, even Leclerc, he's looked really good these last two times out. And, you know, they get the hard part. You know, everybody talks about the last three outs being the hardest. You know, it kind of gets magnified a little bit, but when you're facing the meat of the order like these guys have to in the seventh or eighth inning, and that kind of takes, you know, when I get the bottom of the order majority of the time in the ninth inning, that kind of makes it a lot easier on me.
Thanks, Kirby. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Cheers. There he goes. The Rangers Player Show brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life. Who's your beneficiary?
Yeah, and for being on with us today, Kirby Yates will get a $100 gift certificate from Pluckers. Got 8 of those DFW locations for him to enjoy. So thanks to Pluckers for that.
That was really cool, man. He goes into great detail, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some guys who just start explaining things, and it's like, wow, you know, that's super interesting how detailed he took you into his process of arriving at, you know, this level. And he was already like 33 years old as that development in his career happens. He adds that split, and the next thing you know, and I guess it's a never give up on your dreams kind of moral of the story situation. Segment of the Nation brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. And the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day.
Never give up on your hopes and your dreams. Never give up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 33 years old. A lot of people are washed. They're Dunsky. You know?
Well, I wouldn't even say that. Never give up. Never give up, Dawson. You just already put limitations. Most people are washed around that age. All right, let's see here. We got a combo situation. That is our G-Bag of the Day winner. It's Charles Barkley, Sir Charles, taking shots of all of Texas. I took it personal. Even though I'm not from Galveston or Houston or San Antonio, I took it personal. You can't come down here talking about. We don't go to Alabama to talk about you.
Yeah, true. Good point.
And there's a whole lot to talk about.
There's a lot to talk about.
Charles Barkley says New Orleans Pelicans don't even deserve a vacation to Cancun.
Disappointed in New Orleans. Where they going, Chuck? Galveston. That dirty ass water. We're not even going to sit in the Cancun. We're going to sit in the Galveston with that dirty ass water, be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all located. Y'all going to send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all ass. Y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston. Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
They didn't even try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that Come dirty on, water washed up on the beach. They can't even get in the water. Come on, man.
Yeah, Charles Barkley was talking loose on television, but everybody's watching. Even Jay-Z, who was married to Beyonce, who is the daughter of Tina Knowles. She's from Galveston.
Yeah.
So Jay-Z sent a message to Miss Tina Knowles saying, hey, you gonna let him talk about y'all like that? So here goes Charles. Is he backtracking a little bit? I don't know.
Just knows I apologize. I do not want the Beehive and Jay after me.
So how do you like Galveston now?
It's beautiful.
We're not going there.
We're not going on vacation.
You got a
chance. Hell no, I ain't going on vacation.
You've got a chance to wipe the slate clean here.
You got to just say, I would go to Galveston.
Let me tell you something. That water's so dirty, I'd rather go to San Antonio. I'd rather go to San Antonio with them big old women.
Come on, bro.
No, I'm not going to Galveston. I want to go to the beach down in the river walk and watch them big old women walk around San Antonio.
Me too.
You know what? So you know what sets him off. Okay, so you know what? We're going to try.
Rather go, Chuck? San Antonio. You know, that's what they invented Victoria's Secret, Chuck.
Why is it secret?
Because them little women down there, they can't get in them cute little underwear. They wear bloomers down in San Antonio.
Oh, my God.
That joke failed.
Somehow.
Victoria's Secret down there. Still
somehow we are going to transition from that to this.
Yeah, that second part is what he should have said first right there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do like to go to the River Walk and watch them walk around.
Yes.
Watch them wiggle around a little bit.
Yeah.
Girl got some wiggle, boy. Nice. Hey, look.
Well, the food is delicious in San Antonio.
It is delicious.
And you can always catch the eyes of another guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it walks by, and both of y'all give that. That's how we connect as men.
Same wavelength.
That's how we connect. Hey! It's a beautiful day, man. The vibes are amazing. The rap battle with Kendrick Lamar and Drake is up. It's lit. The government is rescheduling cannabis. Schedule 3 is lit. Talk to me nice.
Hey. Okay.
Talk to me nice. And Mr. Broad has brought some homemade pizza in here that kind of reminds me of Pizza Hut buffet vibes.
There you go.
Dude. Boy, that was fire.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
The pizza buffets need to come back.
That was fire, bro.
Thank you, man. They need to come back with Broadus' pizza. That was special.
It was really good, man.
We'll make a Broadus pizza buffet.
We'll make those were tester ones. Now I know what you guys want, so we'll make bigger ones, more pieces.
I like that. All right, so have you seen the people out there selling the solar panels?
Constantly,
yes.
They work hard, don't they?
Yes. Yep.
They will work through any type of weather.
Uh-oh.
Since I've cooked this video, I realized this. Even through a tornado. Listen to this.
It's a whole tornado outside.
I know, I was right there.
Yeah, go on somewhere. We in cover.
Oh, okay.
Well, why are you still standing there, honey?
Yeah, I'm just...
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you okay?
Yeah, you okay? It's a tornado outside.
I'm just in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Just
go
in
home.
The neighborhood.
Was it in the training
what
manual?
God scooter. Now this shit don't make no sense. You can't make this shit up.
Yeah, my man drove off on a scooter on his next spot. Yeah. He was not afraid of any type of tornado. He looked cool, calm, and collected, bro.
Nothing's gonna stop me until I get a car.
Yeah, I gotta get this sale. You don't understand.
You gotta get paid.
The pressure I'm under right now.
I hit my quota.
She said, "We on cover right now." What she said? Hold on.
Oh, where are you looking around behind?
Yeah, go on somewhere. We in cover.
We in cover. You didn't see it. We in cover right
Find
now.
Find a bathtub somewhere, dude.
Let's see what else we got for you boys. I was sitting on this one for a second. Let me go ahead and drop it so I can get it out the bag. Let's go to the New Orleans Pelicans again. They got swept.
They did.
Larry Nance Jr. was betting on them, though.
Ooh.
You know, respectfully, I'm betting on the Pels. I'm not betting. No Johnson. I'm not betting.
Clear that up.
Nah, I'm not betting on anything. I don't own a betting app. None of that. Nah.
Just clarify.
Yeah, I get it clear now.
He
slipped in the no Jonte Porter. Yeah. This is not a Jonte situation.
Don't lump us into this.
Hey, I see y'all on the fan text. This is Schedule 3 is not about no smoking. That's about commerce, baby. I wouldn't be excited. It's commerce. Streets gotta eat. Let the dollar circulate. All right, let's see here. What else we got? Boom.
What does it do now?
Schedule 3? Yeah. It's been Schedule 1 for a long time here in America, right?
Yeah.
Well, now that it's Schedule 3, it can move commercially. Out here. Yeah, business can actually eat. There's a tax thing that's going to change. We can uplist these stocks to the stock market. The ones I've been holding off for so long. Watch it go to the moon!
Come on.
Watch it go to the moon. Talk to me nice.
We're going to come in. Lucius is not going
to
be here.
Talk to me nice.
We're going to know why.
Well, yeah, when I'm eating gold dip wings, you'll know. You'll just know. Let's see what else we got right here. Oh, a Seattle woman. She goes under the UPS trucks to prevent this man from leaving. What's going on in Seattle?
This is, look at this lady.
Who has my stuff. He won't give it to me. I paid for it. Can you send him? I'm under his truck. Yes, he is, and I will not let
him trying
leave.
To leave, and she's under my truck.
I'm laying under his truck, and I will not let him leave.
Wow.
What is the address?
3810.
Man, that's not safe. Somebody can hit you.
No, you have to get out of them. His UPS truck because he will not put it on a cart or even let me help him put it on a cart. He wants to leave it on the street in front of my gate when that is not. And I said, give me my stuff, and he's not.
So ma'am, get out of there. I'm not going to leave. That's for your own safety. You're going to get hurt.
I'm not going to get hurt laying here, honey. I'm 70 years old.
a car can pass by and hit you.
Nope. No weapons. Just a 70-year-old body, huh?
Wow. This lady makes no sense.
You get to a certain age where you just you cannot be injured by vehicles.
She just said brought us right around the corner.
Dude, that's right around the corner. Yep.
He was going to leave it outside the gate, so he was going to give you your stuff.
I don't get it, bro.
She wanted it rolled up to her front door, or maybe inside her front door.
She had to have realized at some point this is the dumbest thing anyone's ever done. She was so dug in.
She just grab them all in. Yeah, I just got to tell them I don't care.
I can't crawfish now, damn it.
Man, that is classic. Yeah. Lady asking for stuff from UPS, laying in the road. Larry Nance Jr. definitely not betting on the Pelicans. Solar salesman during a tornado, just in the neighborhood.
How you doing, ma'am?
Yeah, exactly.
You can hear the sirens in the background.
It looks like you might need a new roof.
Coming down the street.
Yeah, I met with those people once. Yeah. They were like, the government will pay for everything. It's genius. And then when we got to it, they're like, it's going to be about $60,000, so you'll have to take out a second mortgage to pay for it, probably. I'm like, I thought the government was going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yes, well, don't worry about that part. What you got to know about, though, is that it'll probably be less than your electric bills in the 20 years that you're spending paying off that second mortgage. You know, you'll save on your electric. I was like, man, I want to do this. It sounds like a good idea. But maybe, I don't know, price got to be lower or the government has to actually pay for it.
The government.
That was my rebuttal. Is it the Charles Barkley, our one-time G-Bag of the Day champion? I'm gonna go with the lady asking for her stuff from the UPS chief. How about you?
I'm gonna go with the solar panel guy.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Chuck.
I think I'm going solar panel.
Solar panel, Brian.
UPS.
By a score of 3-2, and your new G Bag of the Day champion. It's the solar salesman during the tornado.
That might be a genius.
What did she say? You can get. You can go on somewhere else. I got to remember that.
You need to get on somewhere.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, what she said. Hold on. I got to find that clip because I don't want to forget that little line.
Go on somewhere. We in cover.
Go on somewhere. We in cover.
Salute to Kirby Yates for joining us. The Corner, Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement is next. Brian, where are you taking it?
Yeah, post-draft. Are the Cowboys on this list? We'll discuss next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan Time. Now for Krusty's Corner. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Broadus.
Thank you very much, General.
Thank you.
You guys stress out watching the hockey or the basketball more?
Gosh, both are pretty equal. I guess the hockey's been a little bit more constant because the Mavs have had some, like, games where they kind of have this thing in control. I would say the last game was definitely very stressful, right? The final fourth quarter, but every single minute of the Stars has been just gut-wrenching.
I've thought that the scoring style, the scoring format or whatever it is with hockey and soccer are similar, and it's the drama of being up one for so long, and you're like, oh my gosh, we have to weather this for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever it is. That, to me, is more torturous. Because with basketball, any one shot can be overcome until ultimately that moment happens where it's too late.
Yeah, it's been this Star series for me. I mean, these games have been so neck and neck, coming down to the wire. Like it's a goal here, a goal there. Like that's been the blood pressure raiser for me.
Do you think it's because the way the sport is that a shot could hit off somebody and go in?
Yes.
That, like, it's the unknown, like a shot hits a skate. It hits, like, your own defenseman's skate and goes in and redirects, and that's the game. I think that's the – that's
– Well, the instant – I mean, a turnover, and boom, now you got an odd man rush.
The luck factor can play on.
Yeah.
Hockey, you get a weird, like, bounce off the board.
That's what I was so worried about last night. I was so worried last night. You're talking about Dawson with the one-goal lead, and you're just thinking, like – okay, we've already seen this game where shots are hitting off goalies' masks and, you know, hitting off other players and going in and stuff like that. I mean, I just couldn't – I mean, just to lose a game – or for that thing to get to overtime and then maybe lose it because of you, a shot hit a – I think hockey is far more stressful for me.
Yeah.
Than, you know, I was at the game the other day, the basketball, and I was like – they were down 30 and they were coming back and they got up and you're thinking like – I was just looking at a team that looked exhausted out there, even though they were up by one. I'm thinking, man, they just don't have enough energy to finish this game. You know, they couldn't put them away. Like, and but the hockey, I was like, you're protecting that lead for, it felt like, for forever.
Dump and chase.
Ever, you know, and you're just, oh. So
I tip my cap to the coach for making strategic adjustments to hold that lead, to throw pucks at the net. Like, it's not the prettiest style. There is a swallowing of the pride that it takes to not try to be Brazil when you're setting up chances constantly. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you what, I think the thing with the Knights, they don't let you play pretty hockey.
No.
They don't. They
like to dirty it up.
They give you no space. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it's hard. It is hard to play them, but... Well, Stars find a way, man. You found a way. That's amazing, the fact that they went.
Oh, my goodness.
That they went to Vegas and were able to win two games there. I didn't think that was going to happen, but here we are. All right. This list came out. You know me. I told you I finally paid for Pro Football Focus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take advantage of my what I've been paying for. And they ran a story today. And this one was most improved offensive lines after the 2024 NFL draft. And I bring this up because there's some teams I felt like that did clearly help themselves. And first off, I'll go around the room. Dawson, do you feel like the Cowboys, from what us talking about these guys, or what you, maybe some scout Gavin looking at some guys, do you feel like they've maybe improved their offensive line?
Yes. And I have watched YouTube on the three top picks.
Sure.
Okay. And what I can report on that is you got dudes breaking down the film now. So I've advanced beyond highlights into watching other dudes break down the film on these guys. The next step is to, you know, break down the college film myself. But now I'll tell you, I want to answer your question here, Brian. Absolutely. I got goosebumps listening to Wolchuk describe BB the other day.
I love, I mean, yeah, it's borderline uncomfortable, and it makes me uncomfortable, my love affair with Cooper BB. You know my answer. Hell yeah. I mean, I think that was the biggest thing coming out of the draft is they made that offensive line much, much better. And Tyler Guyton, is he a little bit raw? Does he have some areas where he needs to improve 100%? We said the same thing about Tyler Smith. He came out and was a badass as a rookie. So I'm very excited about what they've done, adding depth and competition along the offensive line. They're very improved.
Chieftain?
Yeah, the future here of Guyton, Smith, and then BB at center, I think you're set for the next half decade or so with just absolute studs. The athleticism of Guyton, I think, will end up showing itself. I don't know. The transition from the right side might be, the rookie year might not be the greatest thing in the world that you've seen, but I think big picture, the BB, Smith, Guyton from center to left tackle, that is just going to be gorgeous.
Well, Pro Football Focus put their list together of teams that that they felt like improved their offensive line. And this is in I'll give you the teams here.
I can guess one that I'm sure will be on there, and that's Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Steelers, actually number one. On paper, the offensive line rebuild the Steelers put together through 2024 NFL draft could go down as one of the best ever. They used three selections on the unit, all inside the top 120 picks for Pro Football Focus. It started with Washington's Troy Fatanu, an 88.2 grade pass blocker for them, and he could start at tackle or guard. They followed up by adding Zach Frazier to man in the middle. He allowed only 2.3 pressure rate over the past three seasons. And then Mason McCormick from South Dakota State, while he played a smaller school, he earned a 90.3 PFF grade over the past two seasons. So they had the Steelers as a number one on their list. Number two, the Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go.
Nice.
The Dallas Cowboys, they needed help at multiple spots on their offensive line heading into the NFL draft and used two top 75 selections on the unit. Oklahoma's Tyler Guyton looks to set to man the left side on the offensive line while he is a bit of a project. He earned a 59 PFF pass blocking grade on true pass sets last season. His athletic ability gives him a chance to develop in a future star. Dallas used a third round pick on Kansas State's Cooper Beebe, who earned a 91.8 PFF grade over the past three seasons to rank first among the FBS guards, and grabbed Nathan Thomas in the seventh round. I think the Nathan Thomas one is going to be an interesting. Bobby Belt and I did Love of the Star last night, and it's up on the site right now. Bobby made a point. He said that if Nathan Thomas is not a starter here, that he kind of felt like that maybe he would be a starter somewhere else.
Yeah, I think they stole one there. And he's a guy that, to me, if things don't work out, like, with TJ Bass, and maybe he could end up sliding in, like, whenever Zach Martin is done playing, that could be your starting right guard of the future.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting that he had that kind of confidence in the kid.
Yeah.
You know?
When you go back and watch him play, it's like, damn. I mean, yeah, it's pretty shocking that this kid fell to the seventh round.
It is pretty shocking. The team that followed the Cowboys were the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that they selected Graham Barton. That was another one that we all liked. That was an 88.7 PFF grade over the past two seasons. That was the fifth rank among the tackles, by the way. So here we are. Did you know much about Elijah Klein, who they selected in the sixth?
No.
I didn't either. So they had a high grade on that one. Kansas City was the other team that also improved with their offensive line. And then the Los Angeles Chargers. Joe Alt. We all had Joe Alt, the Notre Dame tackle, probably going a little bit like to Tennessee, right?
Didn't
have
the Chargers. Like Tennessee was a no-brainer, but
yeah, here's
that's the
Chargers.
The Harbaugh effect, right?
Yeah, this was the Chargers' only offensive line selection, but it was a move that could leave the team with the best tackle pairing by the end of the upcoming season. Rashad Slater on one side, and then Joe Alt on the other. So, yes, the Dallas Cowboys, according to PFF, they improved their offensive line. The five teams, they were number two that improved. So hopefully
Number one coming in. So yeah. That's a huge victory.
That's terrific. I just love that, outside people are looking at it the same way that we are.
Yep.
I don't know if it's going to pay off with a huge turnaround, but it could. And, to the topic of should they have taken a runner, now that you've set your line up, you can, I think, find guys in a lot of different places. I would say,
you know, remember 2015 and Joseph Randall and Darren McFadden. It's not foolproof. It's not like you can find. But now they have the makings, a very fertile ground for a lot of, whether that's a veteran or a rookie or, you know, a guy that might be on a depth chart somewhere that has something. You know, you're going to be able to plug guys in as soon as these guys get comfortable and have a tremendous amount of success. I think that could really not only extend Dak's career, but maybe give us the most efficient and effective version of Dak since his rookie year. When they had Doug Free and Ron Leary, never rebuilt that offensive line. I think they failed us by pivoting away from that strength. But shoot, I mean, for a brief window of time, while Zach Martin is still young enough to get the job done, and you know, hopefully Terrence Steele comes back and has a good bounce back year, they've given themselves an opportunity to now get back to one of the best lines in the game, and that is exciting. I've been asking for it for, I think, four straight off seasons. Okay, NFL news of the daytime. Woolchuck, where are you taking us?
Yeah, we got a different perspective. If we've been giving this rival GM too much credit and your Cowboy rookie numbers are out, who's wearing what? That's next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.